people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, I'm Chris Adam One. And welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Everybody Hates Chris Podcast is now featured on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free, be sure to subscribe. Share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Now let's chop it up and chop in to a new episode one. Guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to do hook your boy up. I need you guys to support the podcast Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. And then I also need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to hook me up by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Okay, let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You hear me? Back to the show. You hear me? What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. Quick video update, okay? So, guys, I need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to do a solid. I need you guys to subscribe to Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify. We got to get those subscription numbers up, okay? The more people are subscribed to my Spotify account, Everybody Hates Chris Podcast, the more things I can unlock on this platform that I can utilize to the nation, to the Don Squad. Don Squad in the house, stand up. So do your boy a favor, do your boy a solid. Go over, mosey over to Spotify, subscribe to me there, and you can still listen to me wherever you like listening to me, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, either through Google Play, iTunes, wherever, okay? But please subscribe to me on Spotify. I'm up out of here. Let's get back into the show. So one of my female content creators, you know, was messaging me on the DMs. It goes down in the DMs on Instagram. I like to refer to Instagram as Quinstagram because it satisfies the thirst of you thirsty mofos. Okay, so she and I had a conversation. We was, you know, chatting back and forth. She was telling me about her content, how the progression of her content. And just right out the blue, I didn't even ask her this information. Too much information. TMI. Too much information. Anywho, she announced to me, and I don't know if she announced it to the world, well, to her followers, but she announced to me that, you know, she's no longer doing OnlyFans. And I don't know why she's no longer doing OnlyFans. I had a hunch, a feeling that she was no longer doing OnlyFans, because when she informed me that she was going to be on OnlyFans, oh, she was promoting it from dusk to dawn for the first month. From dusk to dawn. Hell, I even gave her a free promo. And I even did a review on her OnlyFans account. But I also gave her some advice about her OnlyFans, because I happen to subscribe to her OnlyFans. And I was kind of sort of, you know, telling her that if she wants this to pop, she's going to have to, change some things on her platform. Understood the premise of her OnlyFans. You know, basically she was, you know, doing artistic pics and videos. Yeah, she was showing some skin. I did say that in the video. You know, you saw some ass cheeks. You saw some tits. Okay, that's cool. And, you know, one point she was in the swimming pool. You know, all that stuff. And I said when I did her review, it's basically content that would probably get you know, deleted off of Instagram. But it could be considered Instagram type of content, okay, if she scaled it back some. So I gave her the advice. She appreciated me doing a video, but I had the sneaking suspicion that she didn't really watch my video. Because even though I promoted her video, I mean, her OnlyFans, I talked about her OnlyFans. I told, you know, I said the good things about her OnlyFans, but also recommend some things that she's probably going to have to focus on in the near future. All right. So basically, she decided that she's canceling her OnlyFans. She's no longer doing OnlyFans. Grand opening, grand closing, okay? This OnlyFans didn't even last a year. It was maybe 4 months. And, you know, there's probably a lot of reasons why she canceled her OnlyFans. I think the biggest reason was she wasn't getting a lot of subscribers. She thought it was going to really pop by the followers that she has on YouTube and on her Instagram, on her Twitter. She thought that she was going to pop because she's, and even on TikTok, she's thinking, okay, if I just get 20% or maybe 10% of the people that follow me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram to join my OF, then I'm going to pop. And I always tell content creators this, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the likes, the views, the subscribers, the supporters, the fans. Because, you know, reality sets in when you start going into another realm, which is paid content. And a lot of those people that are subscribed to your other platforms, because they're subscribed to your other platforms because they are free. Okay, they don't have to invest any type of money. But you know the real ones that are for you, and you just know the people that are just along for the ride. And I think she got an eye-open realization of who's fucking with her and who's just fucking around with her. Okay, so I felt like this episode should be like an informational episode for women out there who are thinking about doing OnlyFans but not sure. This is probably the episode for you. For women out there who have an OnlyFans and they're not seeing the growth and potential of it, this episode is going to be for you. Okay. And hopefully I'm not going to throw her name out. She know who she is. I hope she's listening to this episode because this episode is for you, ma'am. Okay, so to understand OnlyFans, you have to understand the machine. You have to understand the audience of OnlyFans. The majority of the OnlyFans audience is 99.99% male. Okay, let me repeat that again for the nation. Out of 100% of the people that use OnlyFans, subscribe to OnlyFans, 99.9% of the subscribers of OnlyFans are males. I'm not saying females don't have OnlyFans and watch content creators on OnlyFans. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying if you're bi or lesbian, whatever, they don't watch. Yes, they watch OnlyFans, but the majority of the audience are males. And OnlyFans, a lot of females have this hope that OnlyFans is, you know, this false sense of hope that they feel like, well, I was popping on TikTok, I'm popping on YouTube, I'm popping on Facebook, I'm popping on Instagram, okay? I should pop on OnlyFans. And like I said, the first reason is they look at their followers from all of those other social media platforms and they're thinking, Well, if I can get 5 or 10% of the people that follow me on these other platforms to join my OnlyFans, then that's your self-promotion, okay? And that's further from the truth. A lot of people follow you for different reasons, but they're not supporters of you. They're not just going to just go everywhere where you have a platform, okay? I'm pretty sure if you have a YouTube channel, most of those people that are subscribed to you on YouTube, they don't even follow you on TikTok. They don't even know you have a TikTok, nor they care. Or Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. You know, they'll follow you on whatever platform they saw you at. And that's the biggest misconception that a lot of content creators go in. This false sense of, okay, I got 100K on Instagram. I got 10K on Facebook. I got 50K on TikTok. I got 50K on YouTube. If you put all that, if you do the math, if you put all those numbers together, I have a huge follow base that's probably going to follow me if I join another platform. That's further from the truth. Okay? And likes, comments, and people that are subscribed to you, it's a false sense of expectation. So if you gravitate to those type of stats, you already 1 foot out of, you know, just giving up on doing OnlyFans. I'm just here to break that down to you females that are thinking about OnlyFans. Just because you're popping elsewhere does not necessarily mean you're going to pop on OnlyFans. All right? The second thing I want to, you know, and like I said, this episode is for a lot of women out there that's thinking about doing OnlyFans or doing OnlyFans. The second thing I like to tell women is, knowing the knowledge that you know that the majority of the people that are watching OnlyFans are males, and a male audience is entertained differently than a female audience. Males, if you want your male audience to subscribe to you on OnlyFans, you're going to have to constantly make content for your OnlyFans. You're going to, if you think putting out 10 pieces of pictures and videos a month is going to satisfy your audience, think again. So whatever the number is in your head, you're going to have to double it. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to upload once a week, then you need to double that and make it twice a week. If you're thinking, okay, realistically, I could probably do 20 pieces of content in a month, do 40. Okay? And a lot of that hinges on the next thing I want to talk about. A lot of women have this, and I don't know where they get this false expectation from. A lot of women already kill their OnlyFans before it even starts. The first thing, if you're new to OnlyFans, the one thing you don't want to do is highball yourself out of the market. You women, you have to understand there are female content creators on OnlyFans that have already been there. They already have their fans, their subscribers who are subscribing monthly to them. All right. A lot of these females have done a lot of ingenious things to keep those subscribers happy. Uploading content is one of them. You know, communicating to them is another thing. I think a lot of females, you know, they just put out content and they just don't keep the people that are subscribed to them up to date. It doesn't hurt to message every now and again and tell your subscribers what you're going to be doing next or what's the next content that's going to be dropping soon. It also doesn't hurt to do live streams. Okay. So communicating with your audience that is subscribing to you is very beneficial for you, and it keeps your subscribers happy. All right. Another thing that women, how they kill their OnlyFans before it even starts, is they set the bar when it comes to price way too high. I was telling you about the female content creator that we sort of, message back and forth. And I even talked about this in my video. And I said, I felt like she already killed her account because she started off with $20 a month. Now, $20 a month is not a lot of money, but when you're starting your OnlyFans and you don't have a lot of subscribers and you definitely don't have a lot of content, $20 a month is a bit too much. And I even said in my video, I just think maybe you should have just started off with maybe $5 a month, $6 a month, maybe $10 a month. A lot of people would probably subscribe to you. But $20 a month is a lot of money. And I felt like she set the bar to that standard after watching a lot of other females set that bar. And they're making tons and tons of money off of it. And if you are blinded by other females' success on OnlyFans, well, that's another reason why your platform is already dead before it even started. You have to understand, you have to crawl before you can walk. And once you learn how to walk, you can be able to run. A lot of these females have huge followers that have that they already established on OnlyFans. And they're popular on OnlyFans. They get a lot of press. They get a lot of promo because of them having an OnlyFans account. Like Cuban Doll. I think Cuban Doll is on OnlyFans. And the reason why she made the money, because A, Cuban Doll is more popular than a lot of girls out there who just now start OnlyFans. All right. Her name is in the algorithm of social media. And B, she can afford to set the bar up high. And even Cuban Doll's OnlyFans wasn't that expensive. $20 a month is hugely expensive, particularly when you just started, when you just start OnlyFans, and there's not a lot of content there, and there's not a lot of people liking the content that you already have there. So men, when they go to a female's OnlyFans account, the first thing they notice is how much content they have. And well, first of all, they notice the price. Second thing, how much content they have there. And third, how many people like the content? I feel like if you're setting the bar up for $20 a month, you better have a lot of, you better had or have a lot of subscribers liking your content. Now, I feel like there's a lot of women out there that have pretty much figured it out. Some women have it where you can subscribe for 30 days for free and you can enjoy all the content that they have. And then after the 30 days, if you want to subscribe to them for the next 30 days, you will have to pay. I think that's a smart way of doing it. I saw this one girl and she said that her OnlyFans was going to be free. All you have to do is subscribe. And when you look at her OnlyFans, she's got a lot of content on there on OnlyFans, but it was only for a short time. And then once she got the subscribers and once the guys started liking the content that she had, she then locked her content behind a paywall saying, if you want to continue to watch more of it, you have to pay the monthly fee. So there are a lot of ingenious ways to get people to like your content. You could also set, and you have to go into your settings, you can have an account where it's free, and there's going to be content that is free on once you subscribe, you can watch. But then there's some other content that is behind a paywall. and you will have to pay $5 or $10 just to watch that particular content. Okay. So yeah, there are ways around, getting your likes up, getting your subscriber count up. You just have to know those things. And I feel like information is key. That's another reason why a lot of females are not popping on OnlyFans. They just have this false expectation of, you know, I have followers on other platforms. If I just get 5 or 10% of those people that follow me on these free platforms to join a subscription platform, I'm good in the hood. All right. And that's further from the truth. And I feel like a lot of women really don't know their account or how to utilize their account fully to their advantage, their OnlyFans account. And I told her, like, why don't you, and I remember telling her this, and she was talking about her subscriber count. I said, well, won't you just start, just make the account free for 30 days. Or give the link to people that you think that will be interested in buying your content where they can watch it for 30 days, or just make it available for everybody to watch it for 30 days. And then if they want to continue to watch it even more, they're going to have to, you know, put in that credit debit card information. So there's many ways to skin the cat to get the subscribers and the likes up on your OnlyFans account. I just don't think a lot of women know that. But then again, like I said, a lot of women kill their platform and it hasn't even started yet. So, I think another thing is promotion. A lot of females promote it differently, that they have an OnlyFans account. If they have a Snapchat, you know, they tell their audience there. If they have Twitter, X, they tell their audience there. It's in Instagram and TikTok. I feel like Instagram and TikTok, it's really difficult to promote your OnlyFans, because once TikTok and Instagram find out that you're promoting OnlyFans on their platform, they're going to blacklist it. And, you know, they're going to suspend your account. You know, it's not worth getting your account banned on Instagram and TikTok. Okay. You can utilize Instagram and TikTok to promote you and get people to subscribe to you on Instagram and TikTok. But if you got a link tree, you can put your OnlyFans there. If you have a YouTube channel, you can put your Instagram link there or your link tree link there, and people can subscribe, can go straight to your OnlyFans account. There's this lady called Kiki Journeys, and she made a video talking about she's going to OnlyFans. And she spent like 30 minutes talking about, she talked about her abusive boyfriend and his mother disrespecting her. You know, she just goes into this story that really has nothing to do with why she's joining OnlyFans. All right. But she spent like 20 minutes, and it's part one. So I think this is going to be a long, drawn out thing. And that's even though from someone on the outside looking in saying, okay, why you spend 20 minutes talking about your boyfriend, but you really didn't really talk about your OnlyFans, only that you said that you're going to join OnlyFans. And it's part one. And to someone on the outside looking in, they might think this is a little bit too much. But to a content creator, you know, she's making money on both ends of the candle. She's making money on YouTube, because if everyone watched this 20-minute video, she's going to make money with the ads and subscriptions and things of that. If she has a membership program on her YouTube channel, okay? And she's going to make money on the back end with her OnlyFans for people that may be interested and trickle over to her OnlyFans. So that's clever marketing. A lot of women are really not clever with their marketing. They sort of copy and paste what another female content creator did to get popping on OnlyFans. And they say, okay, that might work for me. I feel like all marketing isn't the same. And it's really based on your commitment as well as your time. So I tell women this. You have to market on how much time you have in able to market. I feel like if you want to just solely market on Reddit and X, you could do it. But it's going to take more than a couple of tweets and a couple of posts. And if you don't have a Reddit account that's already popping and you're starting from scratch, then that's the problem. Okay. So it takes a while to get your popularity. You have to be popular on Reddit to actually post consistently or join groups and things of that nature. And most women, you know, they either don't have a Reddit or they do have a Reddit. It was just something that they had when they were in college and stuff. And some of their friends know their Reddit account. And, you know, so, yeah, it's difficult starting a new Reddit account. Most people, another thing I tell women is, if you're going to do OnlyFans, I understand, you know, to me, when I'm on social media, I don't let my family, my friends, my coworkers know that I have a social media account. So I can literally, if I wanted to do OnlyFans, I can just do OnlyFans and not be worried about, you know, someone in real life knowing that I have an OnlyFans. And to me, if you're okay with posting content on OnlyFans to strangers, I don't see why you're not okay posting OnlyFans. Because eventually you're going to get popular enough to where your family and your friends going to know that you have an OnlyFans. So you better be okay with it. Because if you get popular doing it, they're going to find out anyway. All right. I think, and my thing of it is, if you're going to spend time shaming somebody that they have an OnlyFans, then how much of a life do you have? I feel like the main objective to people that shame people that have an OnlyFans or use OnlyFans is people that ain't got nothing going on in their life. You know, which are hate. Now, you know, I'm pretty sure that there are some people out there that, you know, they're not coming from a perspective of hate. They're coming in it, you know, like they really don't like the OnlyFans movement and how it destroying womanhood and independence and business for women. And it just sends a bad message to women out there to just join OnlyFans. Okay. And I can understand the logic and the reasoning behind that, but don't, to me, I don't have to bash. If I don't like what you're doing, I don't have to bash the individual to prove my point. I can just say my piece and just keep it pushing. That's what I believe. I'm not here to recruit people into what I believe. If that's what I believe in my heart, that the only person I need to prove is myself. And that's it. But I feel like a lot of people out there, you know, it's a clout thing. It's a trolling type of thing, you know. So, yeah, I just think, you know, if you're coming from that perspective, it's kind of weird, okay? So, but back to the OnlyFans. A lot of women kill their OnlyFans before it even starts. I think another thing is, prep time. I think a lot of women, it's a spur of the moment thing. And when things don't come off right, they get frustrated, then they give up. I think when you're doing OnlyFans content, you got to have a set time. You got to plan in advance. You got to plan what you're going to be actually doing on your OnlyFans and what type of content you're filming on your OnlyFans. So that's another reason why a lot of OnlyFans accounts are closing before they even start. Because I don't think, women have the proper information in front of them. And if they have the correct information, I feel like most of these women that just give up on their OnlyFans, it wouldn't be as many. They just got to understand that they got to make sure the math is mathing. You're making content for a large male audience. And what is that male audience interested in? Do you think that male audience is going or is interested in artistic pictures and videos? Do you think this male audience is interested in you cooking with your clothes on or just shopping or doing vlogs or, fashion hauls? Do you think the male audience is interested in that? Okay. Or do you think that male audience is the whole point of going to OnlyFans is to see adult content, sexual explicit content? OnlyFans is not YouTube. OnlyFans is not TikTok. OnlyFans is not Facebook. OnlyFans is not Instagram. So quit making OnlyFans and trying to fit it into those images. When you're on OnlyFans, that's the place where guys go to see sexual type of content. You can't price your content $20 and you're doing blogs and try-on hauls. Meanwhile, Susie Sue is doing an OnlyFans that's much cheaper, that's pushing out more content, and she's catering to her male audience. I'm sorry, women. Guys are interested in women having orgasms and sex on OnlyFans. It's nothing less, nothing more. Male on female, female on female, females with toys, females having sex in public, back shots, foot jobs. I hate to burst your bubble, but OnlyFans is not for stuff that you already see for free on those other social media platforms. Okay? So you can look sexy all you want to on OnlyFans, but if that's the only type of content that you are posting, then you're not going to get a lot of subscribers. A lot of women come with this mentality of, well, I'm going to do it my way. And if they don't like it, they don't have to subscribe. And that's fine. Do you. If you want to do something different on OnlyFans, I'm all for it. But then you can't 2-3 weeks later go, well, how come I'm not getting the subscribers? Well, you're not getting the subscribers because you're not catering to your audience. This is your audience. Okay? They are willing to subscribe to you every month if you provide the content that they want to see. I'm sorry to tell you that. But yeah, a lot of you women, y'all destroy your content, your profile before you actually even start, before you actually promote your content. And we talked about the type of content that you're making and the type of content that these men are only interested in seeing. We talked about how to get the subscribers, what's the best price. We talked about posting content. We even talked about, everything about, as far as promoting it. I think another misconception about OnlyFans that a lot of women go to, and we talked about it briefly on this episode, is women see, they only talk about and refer to stories about other women that are popping on OnlyFans. Okay? You know, a lot of you women gravitate to Black China, talking about she made millions on OnlyFans. You know, a lot of you women talk about how Cardi B, who doesn't have to, you know, go the distance to keep a subscriber, how she made money off of OnlyFans. You know, a lot of you women go talk about the success stories, the huge success stories, the anomalies that it doesn't happen often. And a lot of you women are not subscribed to other women who are on OnlyFans who are, you know, who are just average, an average woman that's working at a 9-to-5, or the average woman that, you know, goes to school, or the average woman, you know, a woman that, you know, that's the perfect definition of you. Just an average woman. There are a lot of women out there who are not attractive. You know, I feel like there are a lot of women out there who are beyond gorgeous that is not popping on OnlyFans. They can't even keep subscribers because they have a different mentality. They think that they can dictate the rules, but you can't. And there are a lot of women who may not be as attractive or glamorous as those women, and they're getting their numbers. So what that should tell women is, a guy who is subscribed to your OnlyFans, if you want him to stay long term on your OnlyFans, you know, you don't have to, put on all the extra makeup and get the designer clothes and the designer handbags, or, you know, the cars, you know, the mansions and anything like that. You don't need all that. It's good to have it if you are able to get it, but you don't necessarily have to have that, because there are plenty of women who are making 5, 6, 7 figures that are just average women. They don't have a huge social media presence, you know? So I feel like image is everything, and a lot of women, to me, have this false narrative of, well, if she can do it, then I can do it. And they always, they always gravitate to a woman that's an anomaly. She's a unicorn. You know, that's only happening to her because she has a machine behind her. That's the only reason why she's making that much money anyway, because of her influence on social media and on television. And a lot of you women gravitate to those stories instead of gravitating to a woman that fits your narrative. That's a simple woman who has a 9-to-5 and doing OnlyFans to pay the bills, and, you know, just a basic mindset. I feel like women, to me, they don't have a basic mindset. They just can't just make it simple. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is the content that I'm going to be posting. And I'm going to have to interact with my customers and see the type of stuff that they're interested in. See if that content, I can make that type of content, or I can justify having that type of content on my platform. I think a lot of women their mindset about OnlyFans. They view OnlyFans as this app, and they have the wrong mindset about OnlyFans, and they think of OnlyFans, like I said, of a TikTok or YouTube or Instagram. And they look at it that way when what they should do is look at this as like and this is kind of an unrealistic viewpoint, but it's probably more realistic to look at it this way than to look at it as, oh, it's just like those other apps. You got to look at OnlyFans as you're punching in and you're trying to figure out ways to get customers so you can make your money. All right. A lot of women don't utilize what they already have at their disposal. A lot of women don't utilize their subscribers to share their content. A lot of women out there don't utilize collaboration with other females. You know, if you look up and collaborate with a female that's already popping, then it's all good in the hood for you. But sometimes you got to collaborate with women that's at the same level as you or maybe a little bit better than you. So you can pull some of their subscribers to your OnlyFans, and she can pull some of your subscribers to your from your OnlyFans, okay? And you make content, you make collaboration content that goes on those pages, or you collaborate with someone that has an OnlyFans that is popping more than you, and you do a few videos with them. I don't think you should just collaborate with anybody. I think you should collaborate with someone that you trust, and then that's going to also help you as far as them collaborating with you. And you know, I feel like in the stripper community, a lot of strippers that have OnlyFans collaborate with other strippers. Okay. And this is like basic business 101. Okay. You know, as far as a regular girl that has a 9-to-5, I think it'll be a little bit difficult for her to collaborate with someone that's in that same group or that same bracket where she comes from. But let's just say, hypothetically, you know of someone at your workplace that has an OnlyFans, a female, then, you could just talk to them and see if they can collaborate or do promotions or things of that nature. Which I think that's pie in the sky type of mindset. You know, most people that work at 9-to-5, they're not going to tell everyone at their 9-to-5 that they have an OnlyFans in fear of losing their job and, you know, in fear of them. You know, there's a lot of people at your workplace that don't like you. And if they got information like that, they're going to utilize that information. I feel like, you know, just be careful out there when you're doing that. Make sure before you start telling your business, make sure this is the person that this is a business. I feel like a lot of women get a false sense of saying, well, I'm going to collaborate with another guy. There are a lot of guys out there that have OnlyFans, but it's not that many. And their audience is going to be different from your audience. You know, he's going to have females. He's going to have some females as subscribers, and he's going to have, you know, gay men that are subscribers. Okay. And normally those two groups are not going to subscribe to a female that's only solely making content to satisfy men. So you got to understand your audience is what I'm getting at. Okay. So, to me, and I hope you're listening to this, and I hope you don't get upset, hope you don't get mad, but to me, OnlyFans is a totally different audience. It's not like Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. You don't have an algorithm machine that's going to promote your content, that's going to promote your channels. OnlyFans does not have that, like those other profiles. I feel like people get this false misconception that, you know, OnlyFans will promote me. No, they don't have an algorithm machine. Okay? So you're going to have to do the promotion. Doing content and promoting your content is two different cadences. Okay? People think it's all the same. It's not the same. Doing content takes a lot of time, a lot of editing, and you're pursuing that in a content creator point of view. When you're promoting, you're not a content creator. You are promoting your content to the best of your understanding. I feel like a lot of people need to educate on how to promote their platform. If you want to search anything, you know, a lot of people are not good with video software or anything like that. But if you only had time to do one or the other, I would spend a lot of that time and time research on how to promote on OnlyFans, how to promote your OnlyFans on social media, than learning the latest cameras and software and editing and things of that nature. Because women that are doing, I'm pretty sure a lot of you women have an iPhone that is listening to this episode. I know a lot of you women have an iPhone. I know a lot of you women have a Galaxy. I know a lot of you women have a smartphone. If you just start off with the basics, a smartphone, there are a lot of applications on your smartphone that can edit your content. There's some editing software that's already in your phone. So if you want to do any type of research, but you only have time to do one or the other, I suggest make more time as far as promotion goes and see how it works. You know, this one girl told me, well, I just don't have time to do it. I say, well, didn't you just tell me that you watch reality TV? She knows all the reality TV shows. She knows all the women that are starred in these reality TV shows. She follows these women. Not only that, she goes on YouTube, watches vlogs from dusk to dawn. So what do you mean you don't have time? Okay. If you're in front of your television, you can search how to promote. Just how to promote on social media, I feel like, is a start. Now, there are a lot of videos out there that is, it's going to make you fall asleep. They're too long. They stretch it out a little bit. But there, you know, there are some videos out there that keep it simple and easy. And you're, it's a trial and experience type of thing. You're going to have to go through a lot of videos. Some of them videos, you're not going to get it all. You're not going to understand it. So you just click to a video that where to the point where you do understand it. You know? So, yeah. But if you have to do one or the other, I would learn how to promote than how to edit. I mean, you know, I feel like editing is a trial and error type of thing. All right. The things you need, to me personally, you need a decent smartphone with a decent camera. It doesn't necessarily have to be 4K, but it would be nice if it does shoot 4K. Keep in mind when you record in 4K, have enough storage for those pictures and videos. My thing is, you don't necessarily have to film in 4K. Just film in the regular camera settings. There's a lot of editing software, including inside of the phone, where it'll polish up the visuals. Also, make sure that you have a ring light. If you can't afford a ring light, just make sure you have a lot of lighting. The one thing I tell people, males and females, when they're doing content, is to look at the layout of the room, how, and figure out where the camera's going to be positioned, where the light's coming from, and do a trial and error run where you record some, just recording things, and you just record yourself and see how the lighting look. Does the lighting needs to be behind you, or behind the camera? Does the lighting needs to be in front of you or in front of the camera? Does the camera needs to be angled a certain way? Do where you're sitting at, does that needs to be sitting a certain way? Is it leveled right? I feel like a lot of people don't take time in doing that. They just hit the record button, and what they got is what they got. Okay? I feel like that only takes a couple of minutes. I feel like you should take 1 to 5 minutes in where you're going to shoot at and where and how it's going to be shot before you start making content. That's my recommendation to anyone out there. All right. If you're the amateur of the amateur, yeah. Do keep in mind, if you want to do public type of content for OnlyFans, my recommendation is, and I'm dropping some jewels here. My recommendation is, if you're deciding on doing public recordings, I would do them in early morning. I say like as soon as the sun is up. If the sun is up in your part of the world, like around 5 a.m., you should be out there at 4:30, getting ready for the sun to come up. Because most of the places where you're going to do like public, if you're going to try to do public masturbations or nudities or shaking your ass in the public, you want to try to do it as early as possible while people are still in bed, while there's not a lot of movement, not a lot of noise. And early in the morning, believe it or not, it's not a lot of noise. The sun rises at a perfect angle and you get better shots that way. And plus, there's no noise in the background. You don't want to do it in the middle of the day. You don't want to do it when the sun is setting. You definitely don't want to. You could possibly do it at night, but you better have some lighting. Okay, that's just, because a lot of the public content is like guerrilla shots. Like, we just don't have time to necessarily set up. We just got a short amount of time to do it. If you're thinking about doing it in restaurants and grocery stores, you better be, if you're like in a outfit that's very revealing, you better go ahead and try to get as much filming as possible. And just shoot your shots. I see a lot of people. I see a lot of women with their boyfriends or husbands or whatever, and they go in and they go into these establishments like when it's getting ready to close. I feel like that's the best piece of advice. If you're trying to do it in a Walmart, Lowe's, or a Target, somewhere, it's best for you to, scope it out first, see where the security cameras are. And, try to do quick shots as possible. Another thing, food for thought, recording in video. You should always make the habit in recording in videos. And I know there's a lot of women out there say, well, I want to take picture shots. Well, the videos that you record, they could be imported into picture shots. Just pause it, image it right. And that could be a perfect picture shot. A lot of thumbnails, you can get the majority of your thumbnails just from your videos. I feel like another thing is women don't really utilize thumbnails. I feel like thumbnails are ultra important. If you got a real thumbnail that's popping, a lot of guys will gravitate to it just by the thumbnail alone. All right. Now, you don't need thumbnails in OnlyFans, but I do think you need thumbnails when you're promoting it. And also understand, read the rules and regulations on any of these platforms you're going to promote your OnlyFans. Make sure you understand the rules and regulations. Long as you don't post no nudity on TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube, you're good as good food. You can wear revealing outfits long as it doesn't show any body parts. So understand the rules and regulations on how things are on these social media platforms is, what I'm saying. And, so that's it. For today's episode, I really like to thank everyone that checked this episode out. Hope this episode is very beneficial to anyone that's thinking about doing OnlyFans or anyone that has an OnlyFans and think, and they don't see the instant gratification. Maybe trying out a few of these things could help you get different results. It's your boy, the host with the most of Do Not Brag a Boast, coming to you guys live from coast to coast. I'll see you guys in the next video. All right. I'm up out of here. Outro. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I first like to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate that. I like to thank everyone who is sharing my podcast as well as my episodes. No matter if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgent from, I like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don Squad in the house, stand up, fam. All right. And I also like to thank everyone who has trickled over to Spotify and subscribing to me there. All right. And I talk to you, say this briefly. I need my subscription numbers up on Spotify so I can unlock different things and apply those savings to you guys as far as building a better podcast, as far as getting more listeners to listen to my podcast. Get at me on Twitter at I'm Chris the Dom 1. DM me or tweet me what you thought about today's episode or any episodes. And get at me and tell me what do you want me to talk about? All right, basically. All right, so that's all I got for today's show. I'm here every Wednesday, every hump day. So check me out. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.